You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now about 30 seconds into the third and final hour of this 31st of October 2003 transmission. I'm Alex Jones, your host. This broadcast is about getting your mind outside the box, getting you to learn history, whether it's American history, world history, religious history. And we've got a guest on, and I've done a lot of research on this, and I've read his book. When I read it a couple years ago, I found it to be very, very accurate. Your interpretations can all differ and be different. Sure, none of us totally agree with each other. But Lou White's name and the book is Fossilized Customs. And, you know, where does Santa Claus come from? Where does the bunny rabbit and the eggs come from in the wicker basket? Where does the ghosts and goblins and the jack-o'-lanterns come from? Well, we know where it comes from archaeology, from histories written by the Romans, the Jews, the Babylonians, the Japanese, the Hawaiians. On these certain holidays, you got human sacrifice. And you got a lot of government control and basically mind control going on by the witch doctor class that is the New World Order of the day. So why do the global leaders carry out occult rituals? Because this is what their caste, their clan of mind controllers have been into forever. And we've got loaded phone lines here. We're going to go back to them here in just a few minutes. We've got about 20 minutes left with our guest. Lou White, I heard you jumping in there. Something you want to say?
Oh, no, you're fine. I was just agreeing with the Illuminati and the New World Order is all based upon this ancient Babylonian occultism.
And it's about keeping us in the dark while they have the knowledge.
Out in the open, too.
Exactly, using that hidden knowledge to control us. Let's talk to Bill in New Jersey. Bill, you're on the air.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, first-time caller, Alex. Been listening to you for many years.
Well, thank you for calling.
You got a great show, and I disagree with your guest. I think the problem, Alex, is that Jesus is who he says he is, and he founded a church, and the church is who it says it is. It's the Catholic Church. The Jews didn't accept Jesus, and a friend here doesn't accept the truth of the Catholic Church. The problem is St. Paul said these things would not come about until there was a great falling away. And St. Paul's great falling away is the Protestant Reformation, and we are getting, this is the end result of almost 490 years of Protestantism, is this mass confusion that we have.
Well, sir, I'll say this. There's definitely a lot of corruption in the Protestant Church, and I'll criticize it. I'm not a Catholic. I have a lot of Catholic friends. See them out fighting evil everywhere around me. But from Hutton Gibson to Mel Gibson to friends I have here in town and leading the pro-life movement. But certainly, from the historical facts, the Catholic Church did try to take over some of the pagan stuff to try to suppress it.
Alex, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all things to myself. And the church was making those pagan holidays, trying to take them away from the pagans, not to continue them.
But my point is that by not eradicating those, now it's grown back up through it and has taken it over.
Alex,
I mean, we see that.
Alex, they may have eradicated them if it wasn't for the Protestant Reformation. We've had 490 years almost of anti-Catholicism in the world. Jesus left it.
But you have to admit, I mean, men are fallible, and there have been corrupt people in the Catholic Church.
Jesus isn't infallible. Jesus is infallible. He gave us a teaching institution in the world for us to follow. And
can I say something, Bill?
Sure, go ahead.
Bill, let me ask you this, not to bash Catholics, but who was it that instigated the 600-year Inquisition? Was that the Protestants? Did the Protestants kill 83 million people?
You know, we're fighting for eternal souls here, you know. This is just about whose government. And if your soul is going to be lost, the church has a right to defend itself and to save souls. The church is put here on this earth to save souls.
But sir, can I just say this? Are you saying everybody who was in the Catholic Church, that powerful people didn't use it as a way to go after their political enemies?
Didn't Jesus say that there's sinners in his church? Didn't he say that he
well,
had
certainly
a
so. But look, I mean, this whole line about Pat Robertson being infallible or the Pope being infallible.
The Pope is infallible when he's teaching on doctrines of faith and morals. Yes.
Can you give me a scripture
over
on
the
that?
World Series.
You have to give me scripture on that one. I haven't ever read that.
But see, the church has a...
Yeah.
I tell you what, when somebody disagrees, we're going to hold them over. Okay. And if this goes long, Mr. White, can you stay with us?
Sure.
Okay, stay there, Bill, and we'll go to Everett and Elaine and Roger and Keith and everybody else. But if you disagree with anything on this show, we're just here to get you thinking, folks. If you disagree, man, you get extra time. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends. Alex Jones here, back live. And the main focus here is we know Halloween, Samhain, Samhain, is a druidic, pan-global human sacrifice date, and that's just the historical record. We know that Santa Claus is not a Christian deity, saint, creature, whatever. We know that Easter, the term Ishtar, the eggs, the bunny, the fertility, I mean, that's just all fact, folks. That's what I'm covering here. I'm not into a big battle over, how the... Catholic Church came in and took over all these pagan rituals and put, the names of saints in over it. And obviously now the cultism's grown back in. I'm not here to bash the Protestants, the Catholics. I mean, the entire Christian religion has been infiltrated by this, and that is not debatable. Okay? You hear about the churches, and you see a bunch of them, Catholic, Protestant, with the pumpkins out front and the corn shocks and all of this. So it's across the board. The Baptist Church here in Austin has UN Day, anti-gun drives. Catholic churches have it. It's the New World Order, folks. It's the New World Order. You got pedophiles in the Protestant and the Catholic Church. You got evil people. You got evil leaders in these things. And we got false prophets all over the place. That's what we're talking about. But Mr. White, continuing to comment on what Bill was saying in New Jersey, then we'll go back to Bill. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was just addressing, I asked Bill if he thought that the Inquisition was Protestant or Catholic, and it was a persecution that lasted 600 years. And the Catholics, I'm not bashing Catholics themselves, but the teachings where they embrace these pagan things like holy water or tree branches or candles or the calendar that they use that we have inherited as the Roman calendar, which is directly from the pagan religion of Mithraism. You know, that's what we're all ensnared in, you know.
Okay, let's get a comment from Bill. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, there's 365 days in a year. What kind of calendar do you want? But what I mean is that the church has a right because it's in Jesus' name. It's doing this. It's his instrument in the world, and the confusion is coming about on following his instrument. You know, there's one Catholic church after 2,000 years, and there's 35,000 at least Protestant churches.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just say this.
He would not scatter, he would gather. That's all I'm saying. All this confusion is coming from not following the authorized teachers. Jesus told the apostles to go out and teach all nations. He didn't say open up a print shop and print Bibles and hand them out and let everybody read them. That's where the confusion is coming from.
Well, in other words,
one shepherd. That's what Jesus left us, and people aren't following that. And what you're saying about this, about this satanic influence in these holidays is true. It's because of confusion, not following the true teachers.
Well, our Father's kingdom isn't based in Rome, Italy. That's where the Mithraists were based, and it was the same organization that took
there anymore,
over.
Where are they? The Catholic Church is there. Jesus said his church would be a light on a hill. Now, where is your church from? Everybody knows where the Catholic Church is. Ask anybody. It's in Rome.
We ourselves are the church. We are the body.
No, he founded a church. He said, hear the church. He didn't say, hear you.
Well, no, he speaks through
the church is the pillar and ground of truth. It's right in the Bible, the church.
All right, thank you. Thank you for the call. Yeah. I appreciate it, Bill. Everett in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Everett. Yes,
hello.
Go ahead.
Great show. First-time caller. I've heard this argument many times from Christians whenever I go to show them that the symbol in the back of the dollar bill is the New World Order symbol, and they say, that's the eye of God. And I like to bring up to them that that's the eye of God. Why would they put this eye of God on top of a pagan symbol that was the enemy, and the Egyptians were the enemy?
Yeah, the enemy of the Jews, and we stick it up there, and it's the New World Order symbol, and it's the eye of Sauron from the medieval teacher J.R.R. Tolkien, who studied occult religions, and his demon god is a pyramid with a burning eye on top of it.
And Adam Weishaupt adopted it, too, yeah.
So
I'm just saying everywhere, you know, a pile of stones with a burning eye on top of it, that's Big Daddy Devil.
Yeah.
Do the Christians think that this is it brings confusion into the Christians, and they think that's okay. That is absolute garbage. The eyes, the rays coming out of the eye, that also comes from illumination, which is from the Sonic religion.
Yeah, the secret light, the hidden light.
Thanks for the call, or thanks for the thing.
Hey, you bet, Everett. Good to hear from you, Pennsylvania. Let's talk to Elaine in Missouri. Elaine, you're on the world on the air globally. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of the great old civilizations were destroyed by the trade route robbers. And the area that the trade route robbing took place mostly, although it took place over a lot of places, was the land of Israel. And then what filled their place was these Semitic civilizations came up. And all of the Bible stories are just mythological tales of people who lived hundreds of thousands of years ago. And with the New Age religions, many people are seeing through this Jewish version of the Bible, of the old books, that they stole from their neighbors there.
So you're recommending that we go to witches and find out what the truth is?
Let me tell you something, ma'am.
Let
me add something. Let me, and then you can answer. You know what? I'm going to shut up. You talk, then I'll finish. Go ahead.
Well, I just feel sorry for you people who are still victims of such a consciousness-lowering book and the Bible.
You got the secret knowledge, don't you? You ate the apple.
She ate the red pill.
The Bible is copied from the old Babylonian books and the old Persian books, and it was misprinted by the Jews changed it around so that there was only one God. and that made them chosen, and then they became the chosen people.
Okay, where, let me.
Where is this knowledge coming from that you're stating?
Facts. I mean, I don't rely on documents like you people do, because documents are there to lie. I mean,
well, let me talk now. Let me talk. We'll go back. It's a conversation here. So you get your power from the male horn god and from the goddess.
Well, I guess get it from my higher self.
How big
self.
Are those horns on that god you worship? Just tell me.
I get it from my higher self. It has.
Did your pagans that your modern really old religion comes from, did they not sacrifice children worldwide?
Well, they were very degenerate people. I mean, they were, Lord knows what they were. You
okay,
know?
Let me, well, we know we have the archaeology, we have the facts, but let me just stop you. I look at the fruits, okay, and the Hebraic roots, what Moses did, what Abraham did, was different from the entire world, all the trash, the sacrifice, the corruption, everything that the world was. This was new, and the fruits of it have been good families, good cultures, all the inventions, everything.
No.
Look at the fruits of the tree, and the tree you're talking about brings death and mindlessness. The tree that I eat off of brings me life and intelligence and family and honor and duty and a disgust of evil. Comments, Mr. White.
Well, misinterpretations of the commandments and the text of Scripture have resulted in many, many people being killed, millions and millions. I mean, the Catholics killed millions, and thinking that they were doing it for our Father. But, you know, he doesn't need to be defended. You know, he can take care of things on his own. And it says in the Scriptures in Revelation that he is, in fact, not going to need anybody's help. He's going to do it personally. You know, but we're to submit to his commandments. He said, go and teach all nations what I have taught you, and that those are the Ten Commandments.
But see how this has gone off again into a big discussion of Christianity. When I'm talking about these occult religions right out in the open, admitted over, ma'am, if you're into the occult, you certainly know what Halloween really is, don't you?
I'm not that deep into the occult. I just dabble.
Magic, which LaVey said is the most destructive form of black magic.
No, but the fruits of the lies of the Bible are war, and we've had nothing but war since the
Hold on just a minute. There have been a bunch of other religions killing a bunch of people, and to sit there and say that Christianity did it, corrupt people did it, kings and governments did it.
Yeah, and ones that were led by religious fanatics. By fanatics, I mean people that misinterpret.
Well, look, George Bush calls himself a Christian, but he goes to Skull and Bones, the Bohemian Grove, worships Allah. Mm-hmm. Oh, the guy's not a Christian, just like he's not a Texan, but people go, oh, look what the Christians are doing. The New World Order's doing that on purpose.
They mix it together, yeah, to serve their own purpose.
I'll let you talk, Elaine. Finish up.
Well, I don't know. I guess I said, but... I think when you say a lot of good, Alex, when you expose the fact that the government blew up these buildings and whatnot, that's a lot of good that you do. But when you get onto this religious stuff, you just delay.
Ma'am, I'm trying to get people to think for themselves and to know history.
Well,
that's very important.
History has really been buried because of this Bible.
Oh, that's the problem. I don't agree with you. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Roger in Colorado. Go ahead, sir. Roger, you're on the air. Okay, Roger's gone. Keith in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Keith.
Hello. It sounds like what you and your guest are saying is if you would strip away all the pagan influences in Christianity, you're not left with very much.
That's what they say on the radio a lot. I had a Christian preacher on the radio once said that if you removed everything that we do, I mean everything that's pagan and what we do, we would be left with nothing because we have abandoned the things that are in the Scriptures. We've embraced so many other things.
What I'm trying to say here,
so they've removed a piece here, a piece there. Go ahead.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks. What I'm trying to say is, hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I don't want to interrupt. But,
no, I'm the one doing it. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. What I'm trying to say here is that Christianity itself is based on earlier pagan mythology. If you look at the Christ myth, it's based on earlier sun god.
No. The modern fake Christianity is related to it because that's what it is. You really look at Abraham and Moses and the rest of it, it's not. And that's why I disagree with people like Jordan Maxwell.
Well, if you look at the Old Testament, I'm not a Bible expert, but the Old Testament is rife with genocide and incest and rape and murder and killing of children? I mean, is this the kind of religion you really would want to follow? I mean, is Yahweh really
stay
is
there.
God worth venerating?
Keith, stay there. We'll elaborate on this in a final segment with Mr. White. Take a couple more calls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Alex Jones, and we'll blitz into the modern news and developments in the final 30 minutes of this transmission. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And before our guest leaves, we'll tell you how to get his book. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Joyce Riley, and most of you know I've searched for over 5 years to find something to help the vets. Well, I've found something that will help everybody. Miracle-2 soap, neutralizer, gel, and skin moisturizer have prompted testimonies from people all over the country. Around the house, it's gentle enough to wash your hair, strong enough for your toughest jobs. In the garden, it controls pests and can increase your yield 200%. We've all heard news stories about products that cause cancer, birth defects, or other health problems. Well, many people who have used Miracle-2 products have stated that they have literally washed their problems away. The folks from Miracle-2 don't have to make these claims. Their customers do it for them. Try Miracle-2, and you just might find yourself working miracles in your home. Call the Power Hour order line, 877-485-3838. Place your order today and start having miracles in your life. Call 877-485-3838. Miracle-2 isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Just trying to get you to think. Well, we got loaded phones here. We got to go through these quick. Keith in Rhode Island, continuing with what you were saying. You say you don't really know the Bible, but it's rife with all this. Yes, it's examples of bad things and how to avoid that in a code of living called the Ten Commandments, which the world is attacking. So there's an example right there. But exactly what are you getting at, Keith?
Okay, but my point, I guess my point is basically that before Christianity, there were 17 earlier pagan gods who were supposedly born of virgins, had apostles, and they were crucified and resurrected and promised to come back one day. So what I'm saying is basically the Jesus story is basically just a ripoff of earlier pagan myths.
Comments, Mr. White.
Well, that's an old story. Those writings that he's referring to are things that are not really ancient, though. They're recently, I mean, over the last several years.
You got the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation funding Sitchin, who then goes and misinterprets now proven Sumerian tablets, and it turns out to be a fraud.
Well, they also wrote a lot of things after, hundreds of years after the Messiah came. And these are the sources of these things. But you see, back in Genesis chapter 3, the adversary was told that the seed of the woman was going to crush his head. So he was looking for a male child born of a virgin.
And that's why we see pharaohs and people trying to kill the firstborn. Thanks for the call.
He set up his artificial framework of paganism very early.
Absolutely. Who's up next from Ohio there? No, I guess Roger in Colorado's back. Roger, go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi.
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I'll just add to that because they always bring that up about the other myths. But the gospel was also is symbolically known from the constellations. The story was put there, so the pagan myths were always a copy of that, as I'm sure your guests would know about.
Counterfeits.
Counterfeits. It's the other way around. We're not counterfeiting. They are. So it's,
right.
You know, the story goes back beyond 2,000 years, but it was fulfilled 2,000 years ago.
Right.
And but the other thing I do want to mention, because I've been wanting to correct this a lot of, and I think you're carrying it in your book on the sacred names, is I think you're creating some confusion because you have a limited view on the grammar of the Hebrew. But the Greek text is fully inspired. You're not saying that it's incorrect to say to translate the Hebrew name of Jesus?
Well, look. If you look it up in Webster's or a good encyclopedic dictionary, the word J-E-S-U-S is actually rooted from the Hebrew word Yehoshua.
Well, no. This is where I'm saying it. You know, if you're implying that the Greek is not inspired because it uses the Jesus.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, I think you're bringing confusion and doubt.
This is a long-held debate of whether the...
Yeah, I don't want to talk about how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. I was here talking about Halloween and Easter and Santa Claus. Not being Christian, I think anybody can figure that out. Thanks.
Right.
Well, if you want to get at the root of the Hebraic name controversy, go to sacredscales.com.
Okay, thank you for the call, Roger. Who's up next in Ohio? Who should I go to next? Kathy in Ohio, go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to ask your guest if he's a born-again Christian so that I can get some sense of his position and where he stands as far as the Bible goes.
Oh, you mean, am I spirit-filled with the spirit of Yahushua, the one they call Jesus?
I wanted to ask you, are you born again according to the scriptures?
Yes.
Okay, well, because your website at fossilizedcustoms.com looks like you're maybe from the Hebrew Roots movement, which...
Well, that's where our Messiah comes from. He is the Hebrew Roots, is a restoration movement.
Yeah, are you part of that?
Oh yes, I'm part of restoring the Hebrew Roots.
Well, could I explain that to your listeners? Because I've done an extensive study on Hebrew Roots, and that Jesus was a Jew, and according
to
him,
he is,
and he's coming again,
yeah.
And he is the Messiah. The Hebrew Roots movement, Alex, and you need to know this, wishes to proclaim for themselves the promises made to the nation of Israel rather than, or they claim the promises made to and specifically for the Jews, they claim them for themselves. So every time Jews are mentioned in the Old and New Testaments, they proclaim them, they
Well, look, you notice nobody's talking about Halloween or Santa Claus or Ishtar.
Alex, this is important because you're hosting...
I understand, but...
You're hosting. I want to explain something to you because it does matter. You have to know the background of the person you're having.
I've read his book. I find it to be very accurate and informative.
Alex, but listen, I'm warning you. You don't understand what Hebrew Roots movement is. You got to look it up. They're stealing the promises that belong to the Jews, the covenant made with the Jewish people.
No, not at all.
Now wait a minute. And I've studied it. Okay, and
We're going to have to break, so you know.
Okay.
They want to put everybody under
Old Testament
law.
Put her on hold. She doesn't understand a break. Yeah. Kathy, we got a break. So I guess we'll just keep this going. We'll come back, do maybe five more minutes, talk to Kathy, Kevin, and Ken, and then that's it. Three more calls with our guest, and we'll let you finish up, Kathy. Got a break, though.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've got a whole stack of really important news here, and I had our guest on today because from reading encyclopedia, from studying this from college, none of it's hidden. It's just never discussed in religious circles that Halloween and Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny, it's all occultic and it's taken over Christianity. That's the point I was making. Then we get into big fights of this Hebraic movement or the Catholics or this or that. I'm just trying to get folks to think about what's around us in the world, regardless of what type of Christians we are, or even if you're not a Christian. I'm a Christian. I think you should be, but it's just about knowing history. Now, Kathy, we had to go to break. That's why we had to cut you off. If you're still there, you're back on the air.
Hello?
And yes, hello.
Hi.
And then you guys go ahead and finish up your discussion, you and Lou White. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I've looked at that. It does matter what kind of a Christian, because you understand we have false Christians out there, okay? And we have people that are not adhering to New Testament Christianity that are calling themselves Christians. And the Hebrew Roots movement wants to put the world back under the old law. That is the ultimate goal, and the Noahide laws, and Gentiles will be Noahide.
Wait a minute. Christ said that he wasn't there to destroy the law, but to fulfill it and empower it.
You got it. Now, your guest is right about Halloween and its heathen roots. He's right about the days of the week, the months of the year, and all the heathenism through the Roman Catholic Church. He's correct, 100%. However, he said some things. I went to his website, and I found that his the ultimate reason is because of the Hebrew Roots movement. Now, stay with me because I'm not anti-Jew.
Well, you keep saying that. Let's let him address it. He hasn't gotten a chance to talk. Go ahead, sir.
Well, the Hebrew roots are the source of our faith, and Abraham is the father of nations, and I embrace that. I'm not replacing the tribe of Yehuda, which are called Jews. We're just another. We're among the lost tribes. We were born as Gentiles. We don't know who we are. We're the prodigal son awakening in the pig pen. But we're returning to the Torah, the commandments, the Ten Commandments, and we love them now.
That's
and
not
we don't
what
know
New,
why.
But that's not what New Testament... We are not adhering to the Old Testament laws. The Lord gave us... They repeated.
Oh, yeah, the commandments are forever. Yeah,
but he repeated every commandment.
Yeah.
In the New Testament, except for remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. I've read my entire Bible multiple times.
The Sabbath is eternal. It's never going to go away.
This is not Christianity. New
okay,
Testament
hey, Kathy, we'll have well, to have him on and debate that sometime. I don't really do a religious show.
Yeah, replacement theology is another subject.
Okay, thank you for the call, Kathy, though. We did give you a chance to speak. And send me some info on it. Kevin in Boston, Mass. Go ahead, Kevin.
Thank you, Alex. I've got just a couple of comments, and I think I'm tying in with more of the theme of what you were talking about. I agree with that, people need to understand the roots of these pagan holidays in order to not be deceived by the New World Order. And it's part, I think, of their plan to do that, because if people don't understand that, for instance, Christmas was just a day adapted to celebrate Christ's birthday, then they can use that fact, that people's ignorance of that fact, to say that, see, Mithra was celebrated on the same day, and therefore the belief in Christ is not true, and they can attack Christianity, which is one of the main barriers to them achieving their goals, Judeo-Christian values. And I think that, Mr. White has made some comments, the church started the Inquisition, killed millions and stuff, and I don't deny the church's role in that. I am Catholic, but I think we need to come together see that the real enemy, even within this topic, is, again, the globalists, even going back.
I got a bunch of news articles here where it says Catholic groups are out at the forefront of fighting the paganistic system in Halloween.
The Inquisition, the Priory of Sion, which goes back with the Templars, split. And they were infiltrated, the Priory of Sion infiltrated the Catholic Church. They poisoned and killed one pope. They get, and by threat, that kind of a threat, they get control of Clement V on behalf of the French King Philip.
Well, my point has been about the Catholic Church is that it's easy to take over or infiltrate or to have bad cardinals or whatever, and some Catholics say, no, perfect.
There was even a female pope one time. Yeah.
Whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans and you're talking politics, whether you're talking Protestants and or Catholics,
it's all infiltrated. We should be aware of that.
And exactly. And they will, by trying to give you ignorance of the roots of these things, they want to be able to deceive you and manipulate.
And it's like this with everything. Thank you, Kevin. Comments, Mr. White?
He's exactly right. The infiltration has been going on since Babylon, and, the occultic rituals have been concealed, and they were ultimately the control of the civilization of the world was set up in the seven sacraments. That was the design from the previous Mithraism. The seven sacraments didn't originate with our Savior. They originated in the pagan religion, and that was the means of control. The priesthood was the dispensation of those seven sacraments. And
all right,
they were
pagan. Last call, Ken in Tennessee. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Very good show. I haven't called in a while. A few points that need to be made. First off, Genesis 5:1. The book was written into the generations of Adam. Generations translates into race. And Adam, if you look it up, it says that he who is ruddy complexed can blush red in the face. Also, Jacob, Israel. Israel is not a geographic location. It's a race of people. And until we understand this, 200 years ago, every man in this country knew that we were Israel. And if all fair, I can give a number of a man who has a $1,000 reward to anybody who can prove that Yeshua Messiah was a Jew. And I can give you that number off air if your guest would like to contact
us. Well, let's
man.
Let Mr. White address that.
What was the question about him being a Messiah and being Jewish?
Man has a $1,000 reward for anybody who can prove that the Messiah was a Jew.
Well, the book of Matthew is one. If you can't.
Well, Jew just means
of
tribe of Judah, doesn't it?
Yes, a Yehuda.
Right.
Yeah.
So it just
right.
means a tribe of people. I don't get
yeah.
this whole.
Right. Yeah, I don't get
you know,
it.
You know the black. You know the Black Panther movement or whatever.
Yeah.
You know they say that they're the real Jews, or you got this group saying they're the real Jews. You know, I mean, I thought Christ came for everybody.
There's many tribes.
No, he did not. He came only for the Adamic race. Read Genesis 5:1. This is the big lie.
Well, our Father created all the races of men,
correct.
And if we put ourselves above another, we're judging him, not them. You know, he came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And
yeah.
that's qualified. And
that's
people
right.
call me racist for saying that. Well, I say take it up with the author.
Yeah.
He wrote it. And another thing, all your scriptures that people are studying from are copyrighted. Who has the authority to copyright the Father's word?
Right. Yeah, good point.
Okay. Thank you, Ken. Thank you for the call. And I want to thank... our guest, Lou White, who has written this very, very interesting book. It's a quick read, 140-something pages long, and it's only a $7.95, $2 shipping and handling. Give that number out for folks who want to get it.
Okay. To get it today, shipped to you, you can call 1-877-996-4327. No, I gave you the wrong number. Hold on.
That's Steve. The number to the network, yeah.
That's right. I've got it upside down. It's 877-817-9829.
All right, and that's Dave and Joyce who are selling the book
yeah.
for thepowerhour.com. Mr. White, the book, Fossilized Customs, and I appreciate you being on the show for 2 hours.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. You bet. I meant to only do that interview for about an hour, but it turned into 2 hours. It's about exactly 2 hours. We got him on in the 42 minutes into the first hour, and here we are in the third hour with about 16, 17 minutes left, and I got a bunch of news I want to try to run through. I first want to recap some of the headlines and get into stuff I didn't cover. But, look, I had him on to talk about Halloween being a pagan holiday and Santa Claus being pagan and all that. I know that's true. That's where I start off here, folks. And I think you just should be aware of that, whether you're Christian or not. I mean, just why aren't they being honest about it? Why is almost everything on TV about witches and witchcraft and Wicca? And all of this. So start there, folks. And that I know is true. And I'm not going to get into a big, giant debate arguing with all these different sects of Christianity fighting with each other. It just drives me up the wall. But I know I'll get boxes of letters on this subject. I'll try to look out all of it. My head is spinning. I just know what the New World Order is. I know what it's up to. I know it's a cult. I know they worship Lucifer. And that's a fact. And I know they hate Christians and have tried to infiltrate it and take it over. So that's where that stands. Let me recap some of the incredible headlines. Then we'll get into a stack of other news we have not covered yet in this show. As a sub-caveat of that, if you have not gotten my new video, The Matrix of Evil, folks, it is $25.95, over 2 hours. Ron Paul, Colonel Craig Roberts, Frank Morales, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, myself, excerpts of speeches we've all given, interviews, questions. Ron Paul talks about the New World Order running Washington, the global depression the bankers are setting up, Cynthia McKinney, government-run white slavery rings as she gets into political assassinations, 9/11 cover-ups, Frank Morales, the police state, Colonel Craig Roberts, government-sponsored terror, the attack on the Second Amendment, here in Austin where I gave a speech about getting rid of the Patriot Act, which they did that night. It's a great new video, Matrix of Evil Exposed, $25.95. I've made 10 films. Get three or more of any of the 10, they drop down to $20 a piece. That's roughly an $18 discount, $17.85 discount. When you get three videos, $24 discount if you get four, and so on. I published a new book, Order Out of Chaos. It's great. My book's Descent into Tyranny. Go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. These are great tools to wake people up, and the stuff I talk about can be documented up one side and down the other about the nature of the New World Order and how evil it is. And secondarily, your purchases support this show. And I want to thank those that have gotten the videos and the books, and I hope you'll keep doing it and getting it out to people. Now, the toll-free number to get the videos is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to prisonplanet.com or infowars.com. Go to our secure online shopping cart and get books, tapes, videos, audio CDs about the New World Order by George Humphrey, videos by Tex Mars, a great book, Bloodlines Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier. It's all there. It's all available. Just a whole library of key info at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or call toll-free right now, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And last but not least is the mailing address for those that like to order stuff that way. It's Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. So take action and don't wait on that. Your support is needed. Barbara Bush threatens presidential candidates. That's the headline. And Barbara Bush, you can, and this is a quote, "You can criticize me, but don't criticize my children, and don't criticize my daughters-in-law, and don't criticize my husband or your dad." We have the Larry King transcript, a link to the Larry King transcript from October 22nd. A listener emailed me this last night. We went and checked it out on Larry King's website at CNN, and it is true. And if you or I said this, we'd have Secret Service at our door, because the presidential candidates, the Democrats, are under Secret Service protection. I hope you'll email this story out to people. It's very interesting. On the global government subject, WorldNet Daily, O'Connor, one of the justices on the Supreme Court, U.S. must rely on foreign law. She goes on to say we should follow the rulings of the United Nations. More on that. Also out of the day, big newspaper in Connecticut, Navy's top officer calls for a global naval force. Clark outlined strategy for combating terrorism. Also, Chief Navy Operations Admiral Vern Clark described a proposal for a maritime NORAD, merging our militaries. And here's another one out of the international news. Russia may join NATO to fight common enemy. Talking about that, it's already happened, merging us. And now they're going to do it publicly. Also, this from the Sunshine Project, lethal viruses from 1918 genetically reconstructed. U.S. Army scientists create Spanish flu virus. It killed, they say, 20 to 40 million. No one knows. It's at least over 30 million. They dug it up out of dead sailors in Alaska and also in near the North Pole. Some of the fishing villages there dug up dead bodies and found it in their lungs. They mass-produced that. Also, we have another story here out of the New Scientist. Big article here. Getting into the mouse pox, or the super weaponized system, and they can do this for any mammal. It kills everyone that it comes in contact with. Even if you've had a vaccine or if you're on antiviral medications, it kills all cows, all mice, and they said they can make it for human beings, and they published 2 years ago the findings of this on the internet of how to do it. The Australian scientists, now the U.S. government, is involved in that, and I'm trying to find my article on that, my New Scientist article. I did find the Gainesville Sun article, vaccine evading mousepox virus created. It wasn't created. It was created 2 years ago, but now the U.S. government's made their own version. A research team backed by a federal grant has created a genetically engineered mousepox virus designed to evade vaccines, highlighting the deadly potential for biotechnology and bioterrorism. The New Scientist article is even more revealing, and that is posted on Infowars.com. So I hope you'll go check that out. We got a bunch of mainstream news articles about the pagan background of Sam Haynes, Samhain. You know it is Halloween. You'll want to go check that out. Also, Ashcroft visit expected to generate area protests. This also out of the Gainesville Sun. This is very, very serious, because all over the place where he goes, despite the fact of his PR campaign, people are not going along with it. From Florida to Texas to Connecticut to New York to California to Missouri, Salt Lake City has a big article. Bush is determined to undo more liberty under Patriot Act. When pressed over whether Laker star Kobe Bryant should continue playing basketball while the issue of his alleged sexual assault is under investigation, by the courts. NBA Commissioner David Stern told the Los Angeles Times, absolutely, we don't have a Patriot Act in the NBA. It appears that the repressive nature of the USA Patriot Act, which is 2 years old on Sunday, has penetrated the American consciousness to such an extent that it now stands as shorthand parlay for any type of unfairness, despite Attorney General John Ashcroft's barnstorming tour of the country, selling the act to friendly audiences of law enforcement. Nearly 200 communities, it's over 400, including three states, have now passed resolutions objecting to its excesses. Rumsfeld wants a ministry of truth. And this article gets into his speeches where he says we need an agency in the government that controls the media and puts out the truth. Security services on high terrorist alert for Bush's British tour. You don't have to worry, Bush. None of your terrorists are going to carry out any terror. Anti-war hecklers ruffle Bush's hawk. It says that Deputy Defense Secretary Wolfowitz became shaken and got into heated arguments as students at a university stood up and asked him questions about Iraq, since he got more upset about that than the rocket attack on him of Monday. Two killed in Baghdad. Fire as bomb explosion hits U.S. military. There's been three explosions now. They're trying to say it's gas pipes going off. Yeah, right. Also, study links U.S. reconstruction deals to Iraq, Afghanistan, and to Bush backers. Study links, AFP. Just read the financial filings of Halliburton. They're talking about bankrupting Halliburton now, so the stockholders won't even get anything. It'll be put into a dummy corporation. I will blitz through final news in the final segment on the other side of this quick break. Please stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. My job is to get you thinking outside the box. Learn history, learn about freedom, and to stand up against tyranny. We'll be right back on the other side of this Halloween transmission.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7099 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Alex, final segment. We do this show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central and back from 9 to midnight Central. Walmart, no stranger to illegal contract work. This out of Florida today. Last week's arrests may implicate executives. And it just details, if you want to find out, it's on the websites. You don't want to find out. I mean, they're just basically the whole infrastructure is supported by illegal aliens, and it does go up to the executives, despite the fact they try to insulate themselves with subcontractors, which is called racketeering. Just a bunch of other instances of it all over the country. Also, an article on Prison Planet, Freemasons prompt child ID chip. And it says the Shirley PTA and the Massachusetts Freemasons will present the child identification program Saturday, November 8th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at the Laura A. White School. The Masonic chip program is the most comprehensive service of its kind anywhere. And it goes on to talk about how they want to get fingerprints, face scans. And, you know, they say microchips are good, too. Isn't that friendly of them? Just lots of little programs. Imagine if they had made a science fiction movie 20 years ago, in 2003, where they had the groups meeting to make us take chips. I mean, it's sick, folks. Growing use of private police network raises concerns. USA Today, I could have spent an hour on this. It's out of Minnesota, and it says that for years the police have been getting all your records, divorce, police reports on the victims, everything, putting it into a database about you, where you work, what you do, and turns out it's the Matrix system hooked into the federal government, and they're going to give it to private groups now. And it's also, they're doing this with juveniles. So juveniles, all your records, just big police records on everybody, spy files right out in the open, federally paid for. And a judge to Christian mom, no homophobic teaching, rolling it daily, in a custody case, orders child religious upbringing must not expose her to the idea of homosexuality is wrong. The judge's order says, quote, no discussion and no teaching of homophobia. Well, homophobia is a made-up term, folks. I mean, you can teach your children whatever you want, but again, this judge is saying she cannot teach her minor child this because it would teach hate. See, mind control. We have cases of people's children being taken, Christians' children being taken because they taught that homosexuality was wrong or anything. I mean, folks, this is the Soviet Union. Oh, but it's for to be nice to the gay people. Yeah, right. Look at TV. Half the shows are promoting this lifestyle. They're pushing it, ramming it down on us, and running over us like a steamroller. Let our children be innocent. Leave them alone. Stop it. Look, they had, there's a big lawsuit getting filed in England where they had one of these reality shows where these guys thought they were trying to marry this, you know, good-looking woman. It turns out it was a transvestite. Ha-ha, it's real funny. Stop trying to put your morality on us. You're the ones pushing it. You're the aggressive people. Folks, I'm out of time. There's a lot of news we didn't get to, but we did cover a ton of it. I just can't get over Barbara Bush on Larry King saying, if you criticize my family, quote, you're dead. She said that. It's on InfoWars.com. And the bigger story than that is the super mouse pox that kills all mice. They got a cowpox, kills all cows. Our government's developing it, hundreds of gallons of it, and saying grace for the attack. And think of the tyranny, the control they'll get out of a system like this. And they say they're going to get their global government, their world microchip population. After these releases, people will do anything to, quote, keep us safe or to get the cures. This is their red carpet, their yellow brick road to get total control. We got to say no. We got to educate people of who has a history of biological testing on the population of this planet. Again, folks, I'll be back Monday, 11 to 2. Central time during the day at 12.172 and 9320 on the shortwave or your AM or FM station or the internet at gcnlive.com or infowars.com. I'll be back tonight from 9 to midnight, global shortwave at 5.085, 6890. Tell your friends to tune in. We're going to re-air that interview with Mr. White. And be back tomorrow, the show I do with John Stattmiller from 1 to 4. That's called Real Talk Radio. I'm out of time for this transmission. But again, I'll see you back on Monday and back tonight, 9 to midnight. Have a great weekend.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available in...